Hi, hey, hi, hello, hey, hi. I think I have the right microphone set up today. I thought I would do something a little bit unique and different for myself and continue a series I started within a timely manner. Today we're going to talk about tieflings. You read the title, you know what's going on. Don't act like this is a surprise. Once again, thank you to Wizards of the Coast for giving me fake things to objectify. I like it. Okay, tieflings. I'm hitting this one partially because it was a request. Also partially because I feel like, here's the thing. I don't really... When I play D&D, I'm going more for like that cool image in my head. I'm not really worried about min-maxing things. It's like sometimes I'll mix up like weird races with weird And it's because I like the idea of it. I think it's cool. What are they called? Not proficiency. God damn it, class. Fucking Christ. And everything else. Anyway, tieflings. Tieflings are one of my more favorite races to play because I think that they're really like, they're the look I go for. let's talk about the tieflings in the book really quickly. I love the tieflings, only get one page. I'm gonna fucking play with myself with Bromelia at some point. We're just gonna think about tieflings for half a moment. We're just gonna think about like they have tails in canon, and I think we've started to establish that like I kind of what you gonna do with that tail? Where can we employ that in intimate gatherings, you know? The canon, they have a tail, they get horns. Fucking Christ, we talked about horns last week, didn't we? They just get to look really cool. They just get to be like the like quintessential demon that I envision anyway. So they get like tails, and they get to have like I imagine not like claws per se, or more like elegant claws versus like ripping claws, if that makes sense. Like longer pointy nails. Maybe their fingers are a little bit more like. I like to imagine that, you know, they have like kind of like not like super chompy teeth, like the dragonborn I imagine are super chompy teeth, whereas the tieflings I imagine they're a little bit more like subdued, pointy, not chompy, bitey, not chompy, like razors rather than like knives. Vampiric is a word that comes to mind. We all know that I really fucking goddamn it, my clit. We all know how I feel about vampires. I think they're neat. Horns. So, okay, I think it's important to talk a little bit about how much I like hair on a thing to grab, as well as horns. And like we get that with the tieflings. Like that's neat. That's cool. That's dope. You get a tail and horns and hair. And I imagine, like, not all, hashtag not all tieflings, but, fuck me. Like, I don't know. I would make a pact with those. They look fun. They look kind of cute. They look kind of fuck. They look kind of edgy. I don't know. I think they look neat. I think they look neat. I don't know. What do they look like, bits? I think they look neat. What else do we have going for them? I got my book in front of me. I could talk about more than just the way they look. Like, it's not just about how they look. Infernal bloodline. Like, can we just. Nothing is going to piss your parents off more than dating a man who is literally a demon. Like, by blood. Like, I'm not saying that I go for men that'll piss off my parents, but like when it works, it works, you know what I'm saying? And like just like the like I just I think, you know, nothing more. Why are we even worried about that? Why are we even worried about that? I don't know. I just want to ride that dick. What do you think their dicks look like? Let's talk about the dicks specifically. So like I imagine tieflings, like I kind of imagine them as like, is it the Bish. I'm not gonna say the word. I'm not gonna say the Japanese word because I'm using the wrong word, but like the kind of like feminine males that are in like the animes, like the romantic animes, where like they're like they have some muscle, but in general they're kind of lean. I don't know how to describe it because I don't like I'm not thinking fuck me. I'm not thinking like skinny, I'm just thinking lean. And I imagine that tieflings sometimes can be a little bit like that. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's probably like more range in the bodies. Just because they get their demonic blood, there's different shades of colors and stuff. Can we talk about skin color for a second? Can we be really racist and talk about how pretty, like purple? They can be purple? What else do they have? I don't know if it tells you in the book. I feel like it's. Oh, yeah, there it is! Their skin tones cover the full range of human coloration, but also include various shades of red. Their hair cascading down from behind their horns is unusually dark, from black or brown to dark red, blue, or purple. But like the tiefling they have in the original Player's Handbook for 4th edition, her skin is very clearly purple, and she looks so dope. It's wow, pretty. Does she have little? It's hard to tell. No, she has regular human feet-ish, regular tiefling feet. Do you think? What do you think their feet are like? What do you think? Okay, let's. I would imagine. Maybe similar thing with the hands where they're like kind of clawy but not like aggressively so. I was gonna say in the picture it kind of looks like she has little clip cloppy hooves, but she does not. Those are her shoes. She's wearing shoes. It'd be cute if they had little clip cloppy hooves though too, you know? I almost my original character I almost did with hooves. Rather than the clawed talony feet. So there you go. There's my bias. There's what's that's what that's like that's the I would lean more toward clawed feet than hooved feet. That's just me personally, but let me know down in the comments, what do you think tiefling feet look like? Let's talk about their dicks now. I was trying to talk about their dicks and I keep getting distracted because I'm trying to get the toy in me so I can like sit on it and think about dick and it's fine. It's fine. It's a big toy. We're just gonna accept that it's gonna take a moment. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. If it takes half a moment longer than anticipated, that just means the pleasure is going to feel that much better when you hit it. Calm the fuck down, bits. Grow some patience. Take your time. I don't want to. I want to get fucked right now. Okay. I don't think that that's asking for too much. Okay, what else do we have to talk about tieflings that might affect the way that I was going to talk about their dicks. Come back. Focus on the point. Okay, how do I imagine a tiefling dick? That's a good question.
I feel like in general, tieflings look human-ish enough. Like, I suppose it would be again that like slightly more leaner and pointy element to it. Does that make sense? which almost makes it sound like it could be painful or pleasurable in a different kind of way. I What else do I have? What else do I have to say about them? What else do we have to say about the dick? I don't know. Maybe like just for something different, their balls are just like straight up in their bodies. 'Cause like they're like an infernal species, right? So like maybe like humans, they okay, let me pretend to know something about science for a moment. Men's sperm actually need to be kept at like slightly lower than body temperature, to be the most effective swimmers they can be. Something something biology. I don't know, look it up. But I imagine with tieflings that because they're an infernal bloodline species and they have like that demonic bit and stuff, maybe there's something about like the sperm needs to be kept warm, like heated, so like it would make sense for the balls to be like up inside the body to keep the sperm hot, so that when it hits the when it hits the inside of your womb, it's like this it's not like it doesn't have to be like steamy hot, like it could just be like you're definitely like it's definitely gonna feel like somebody's shooting a stream of like hot jizz into you, but like it doesn't I don't want it so hot it would burn, but I want it hot enough that you're like, oh God, it stings. Like not in a bad way. It just like a like a oh, something's happening kind of way. Sorry, I need to just I just want to play. I just want to play with myself for a moment and like the bromelia requires attention to like get it it's started, but like it's so stretchy. Fuck. I just want it in so I can sit and tell you all my nerdy thoughts about the sexy tieflings. I just want them to fuck me. I don't know. I feel like I feel fuck. Fuck yeah. There we go. What else I gotta say about tieflings? I just think that they'd be cute. I like the tails. I like the horns. I like the little like gravity hands. I like demons. I like. You wanna make a deal? I wanna. What do I have to give you to get you to fuck me? I bet their dickheads would have like little barbs on them. Why? I don't know. It just seems like something appropriate for a demonic species. You know, like if the jizz is gonna like sting a little bit when it gets in, the dick would probably like I'm not thinking like terribly painful. I'm just thinking like enough that you're like, is that a stretch or are they like. That's a bad way to put it. I was gonna say it in a really bad way. There's I just I like nubs. I like rubby nubs. I like rubby grabby nubs and what they do on the inside of my body. Not for everybody. Certainly not for everybody. But I just you know nothing feels. Nothing's more satisfying than I'm not gonna say that. Ha my God. I'm thinking like cat. Okay, you would think that like for a person who has cats, they would know more, but I actually haven't. Fun fact, I haven't actually invested a lot of skill points into knowing about animals' dicks, because at a certain point it starts to look a little bit, it's a little bit suspicious when you start looking at my other interests. I gotta draw a line somewhere. So I think cats' dicks are like not like bar like barbed makes it sound vicious, but why are we doing this? Why are we talking about this? I'm just gonna lay back and play with myself for a while and try to think about what I said and why it's wrong. And think a little bit more about, is there anything that the tieflings do for me that I come back to, like, I don't know, it's just like quintessential, like fuck me. It's just like, quintessential nerd shit. They're just perfect. They're so perfect. I bet you they're really pretty. I bet you their skin is always like clear and gorgeous, and they look really good in any color they like. I bet tieflings are like models, like fuck. It's way too much. I needed something to warm myself up on, and I didn't. Like that. Oh, fuck, like that. Oh, fuck. Just wants to grab onto it, hold on, and not let it fuck me. Exactly, not let it fuck me. Hydrate. Yeah, there's literally nothing else in this entire thing that matters to me. Ooh, dark vision is useful. Ooh, hellish resistance? That means you can play with hot wax. Or metal or something. I don't know. Wait a minute. I'm gonna talk to my friend that does metal work about that. Do you think? Hey, I know you're listening. Do you think that? By heat resistance on tieflings, do you think like you could do like, I don't know, like what's a really low melting point metal, like aluminum? Do you think you could do like a quote unquote wax play with molten metal on a tiefling? That means a tiefling and a dwarf would be a perfect pair because the dwarf would know how to work with the metal and the tiefling would be able to take all the pain. Wow, look at me writing fan fiction. Okay, I just gonna shut. I just need to shut the fuck off and jerk off for a little bit. I don't apologize. Fuck it. What did you? I don't. At least I turned on the right microphone this week. Just gonna nudge you that way a little bit. I don't know. Fuck off.
her.
Really cute today. Fucking whore. Ah, fuck. 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 my push. Sometimes my pussy bears down so fucking hard. Stay in me. You do, you greedy bitch. I know, but so good. Fuck me. Guess I can explain what's happening, but I don't want to. Breath, and I'm sitting on the toy and just reminding myself how good it feels to be filled up. This toy, like, fucking, oh fuck. Ridges? I know we were here to talk about tieflings, but I don't care anymore. Una más? Maybe more than más? I don't know. How about I lay back? I lay back and spread my legs really wide and plow the fuck out of my pussy with this toy and see what happens. Does that sound like a good plan to you? I'll just. Let me get into position and I'll tell you. So I can be on my back. My legs are wide for you. Fuck. I just pulled the toy out a bit and I felt the juices run down my ass. God damn it! Ugh. I'm done. I need a drink. Okay. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh. What was I talking about? That's how I feel about tieflings, and I hope you're having a great day. I really hope you're having a great week. I'm sorry for all the horrible things I said. Bye.